Bonjour et merci de voler des lins à rien de Phil Hendry. Nous contrerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This beautiful Monday, kicking a week off. My chair just busted, so I'm listing to the left. I have to put my wallet in my left pocket so that I can sit straight. And where I work here in Los Angeles, at the local station, KFI, the screeners who screen our radio shows have better chairs than I have sitting here. And in point of fact, one of the screeners, who will be nameless, gets positively upset when I walk in. I say, I really need a chair to sit down in, because that's her chair while she's answering phones for the afternoon show. That's her chair, and who am I to take her chair? Well, I'll tell you who I am. I'm the guy that's doing a show that's coming on after those guys. I have had chairs with my name on them. I have had chairs with other people's name on them that I had permission to use. I have them taken, I have them broken, and now this one broken by my own big fat rear end. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go grab that chair that is used by the afternoon screen. I'm going to bring it over here, and I got news for you. Tomorrow it'll be back over there. She'll take it and probably go in and complain that I took her chair. Unless you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what Handel does. I'm going to buy my own chair. I'm going to bolt that thing to a wall in the food room. And when I come in at night, I'll take out a ray gun or a lathe or, one of those, what do you call that thing? A blowtorch, man. And I'll bust that thing from the wall. And then I'll take it on into the studio and I'll use it. And then I'll take it and I'll bolt it back to the wall at 10 o'clock at night. The real Don Steele chained his chair to the wall in the studio? Really? Oh, that's great. Very interesting. Well, where is he now? Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show here. Where's the gentleman? Is he on the phone? Sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got the news story here. I'm going to read this. This is a 9-year-old girl, and this is a very tragic story.
It's no doubt about it, Phil. It's a very sad story, and I wanted to bring it to your attention because I had a thought about the JonBenet Ramsey situation.
And you are a police officer?
No, sir. I'm not a police officer. It is my my hope that someday I will be a police officer with LAPD, because I think that they're the greatest police force in the world, and I want to hopefully get into investigations. And
well, you had a thought about the JonBenet Ramsey situation?
Yes, I did, sir. This girl.
All right, let me read this to the audience. The 9-year-old girl, believed to be reenacting a scene from the movie The Man in the Iron Mask, died after hanging herself with a shoelace. Very sad. Investigators believe Jennifer Wood lost her balance while standing in a closet on a 2-foot-high plastic storage container. She was found Saturday hanging by a shoelace noose from a closet rod. And this is, I guess, I don't know. She thought she was reenacting something?
Well, it's a very, very sad story. And the reason why I say that, it doesn't have any relationship to JonBenet Ramsey, but I think that you're looking at a young person who has a very active imagination, goes to see a movie or see something on television, and does something. I mean, we've heard this story a million times in our society, and we know that that it happens that young people sometimes, troubled young people perhaps, sometimes will copy what they saw on TV. And I think that's a situation that is perhaps an example of that.
Well, she saw something in a movie, right?
Yes, sir. That is my understanding, The Man in the Iron Mask. And
I don't know what the hell that film is, but apparently she, after seeing this, it says the princess, the death of the princess who hangs herself in The Man in the Iron Mask, according to her her parents. That was what captivated her, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, what does this have to do with JonBenet Ramsey?
Well, one of the things in wanting to get into investigations and wanting to become a LAPD police officer, hopefully someday, as I try to open my eyes, I try to see everything, and I try to take into account what it would be like eventually if I'm lucky enough to get into investigations. And one of the things I know that they'll teach you when you get into investigations, get into detective work, is you have to look where nobody else does. And you have to kind of spot those clues and spot those things that other people might not spot. And when I read that story today about that poor girl, I started to think about JonBenet Ramsey. And I just want you to keep an open mind for a minute, because it's a little bit out of left field, but it's possible that JonBenet Ramsey might have been doing something. This was around Christmas time, 1996, correct?
I don't know anything about the JonBenet Ramsey case. You'll have to. You got the whole thing. You got the floor, my man.
Okay. Well, the crime itself was committed sometime around December of 1996.
Okay, if you say so.
Okay.
You have to understand the JonBenet. I couldn't be less interested in a story. Okay, I couldn't be less. Although I would like to see them bring the killer to, you know, to justice, I couldn't be less interested in a story. So make it interesting for me, okay?
Okay. I don't know if this is going to be interesting to you or not, Phil.
Go ahead.
But I do believe that it's possible that JonBenet Ramsey was reenacting something that she saw on television, that she saw something in a movie, that she saw something that was going to force her to, you know, to something that she saw on the TV that would force her into taking some kind of action.
And wait, what are you saying? JonBenet Ramsey beat herself to death?
Well, it sounds very far-fetched, but what I'm trying to get at here...
My understanding was she was beaten to death, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
So what are you saying? She beat herself up?
I'm saying that it's very, very possible that she was attempting to reenact something that she had seen on TV, that she was...
Well, what could she possibly be reenacting that she saw on television? I mean...
Well, let's slow down for just a minute. That was, if you remember, because the date's very important, okay?
And all right, you say she was found around December of 96.
Yes, sir. That was over just about close to 5 years to the day of the Rodney King beating on TV. The Rodney King beating on TV took place in March of 1991. 5 years later, 1996, March of 1996 is the fifth year anniversary of the Rodney King beating. And I know that there was a great deal that was on TV, and there was a great deal that was in the newspaper about the Rodney King beating. A lot of it was on the TV, and a lot of it could be seen by anyone, including a little girl who is very active, has an active imagination, and has access to anything, you know, that you could reenact something with, like a small dowel or a small bat. Now, in 1993...
Hold on for a minute. You're saying that JonBenet Ramsey was reenacting the Rodney King beating and beat herself to death. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it's possible. I'm trying to look at all angles is what I'm saying.
Okay, but that's a possibility.
That is a possibility, okay? But the other thing that I would say is that the 1993 was the first year of the Colorado Rocky baseball team. By 1996, the team had been in town for 3 years, had established a fan base. It's possible that her father was a Colorado Rocky fan and went to one of these promotions that the baseball teams have.
And what happened there?
I don't know. I thought someone was...
Yes, sir?
It's nothing. I thought someone was coming home. My wife gets home in about 2 hours. But it's possible that her father came home with one of those miniature bats that you can get at the Colorado Rocky promotion, okay?
Okay, wait a second. Your father was a Colorado Rocky fan, JonBenet Ramsey's father, and this is all theory. We don't know.
That is correct. We don't know.
Okay, so we're theorizing that her father was a Colorado Rocky baseball fan, went to one of the games, came home with a promotional, one of those miniature bats.
The miniature bats. The Colorado Rockies gave out their miniature bats in their promotions in 1996. Yes, sir.
Are you sure of that? Yeah.
Yes, sir. They had a bat night, and they gave away these miniature bats. Yes, sir.
So her father comes home. She goes downstairs with a Colorado Rocky miniature bat.
You know, sir, if you think it's funny...
No.
If you think it's funny, sir, you know...
No, sir, I'm sorry. Forgive me, okay? It strikes me as funny.
But as a man who is interested in being a police officer, I have to look at every possibility, even if you think it's absurd.
No, I don't know what to think. So she took the bat downstairs and she beat herself to death.
You know, sir, I don't find the death of a child funny, you know...
Sir, I don't find the death of a child funny either, okay? But the premise you're setting up here is a little far out there, okay?
But as a police officer, you have to look at every single solitary clue, even if you think it's not feasible. And I believe with all of my heart that this is a possibility, that the Rodney King beating was a 5-year anniversary with the Rodney King beating.
And she went downstairs with a miniature bat she got from a Rocky game and beat herself to death with it.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry.
He hung up. I don't blame him. The young man's premise is, forgive me, sir, for laughing. I know that you're serious. And if you want to call back, we'll get you right through, okay? Is that him? The young man's premise simply was, hello? Yeah, hold on for just a second. Sir, I want to apologize for hanging up on you. I also have to take a break, okay?
No, sir, it's okay, because, I take my hopes to be a police officer pretty serious. And
I understand that. I'm sorry for laughing. Would you please hold on? I owe you at least that much. It's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I laughed at this man, and I apologize, sir. What is your name?
My name is Dave, Phil.
Okay. Dave, I chuckled, and I apologize. You are presenting a premise.
Well, no. I'm presenting a premise about the death of a young girl that nobody has been able to come up with a solution for. So I was looking at this, and again, a good investigator has to look at it from a lot of different sides.
Now, your ambition is to be a police officer eventually.
I would like to be a patrol officer and then eventually investigations, yes, sir.
With the LAPD?
With LAPD. It's the greatest police force in the world, even though I know that they've had a lot of problems lately, but they're still the best police force in the world.
Okay. I laughed because your feeling is that JonBenet Ramsey beat her own self to death?
No, I did not say that, sir.
Yes, you did. You said that...
I said that I'm thinking there is something involved in something she saw on television or something that she saw in the movies that would cause her to reenact something that would injure herself.
And well, you said that the thing that she might have seen was the Rodney King beating because it was the 5th anniversary of Rodney King being beaten, correct?
Yes, sir. In March of 1991, it was the Rodney King beating, and the 5th anniversary was coming up in March of 1996.
Okay, well, if she indeed beat herself to death, it happened in December.
That is correct, but it was all going on that whole year. The retrospective on the Rodney King beating was going on that whole year. And so it is possible. It is possible.
It's possible. How probable is it?
I'm saying that it's something the investigators did not look at. And if these investigators are responsible, they have to look at every single solitary possibility.
So where does a police officer begin with something like that? I mean, I would imagine that he'd have to look at the... was there a bat around the area?
I don't know. They have not given information about the crime scene, They have not given out. There might have been a bat or some kind of a dowel or some kind of...
What is a dowel?
A dowel is like any small curtain rod or something like that.
Oh, okay.
There might have been something that because she's a small child, because she's an impressionable young woman, that she is, that she decided to do something like this. I don't know, but if you think about it, it's she decides to reenact it, and things got out of hand. That's all I'm saying. Children will play, okay? I'm not saying that children cannot play, and I'm not saying that children are not allowed to, use their imaginations and to do whatever it is that they want to do. And they're children, and they're learning about the world. That, of course, is their right, and it's something they should be encouraged to do. But I'm saying that when children, in this case, it's possible that JonBenet was playing, and things got out of hand. Things went way out of control, She muffed up is the best way that I can say,
What do you mean she muffed up?
She got out of hand with it.
And so I'm trying to imagine how a kid is beating herself with a baseball bat, and it gets out of hand. Okay?
No, I'm not. I don't know. I don't know how it went down. I don't know what happened. I'm saying it's something the police officers have not investigated, and that's
the chair just broke. The goddamn chair. Oh, pardon my language, folks. The chair broke here. Okay. When I come in here tomorrow and Loxie's in that chair, I'm taking it from her. I don't care if it does say screener chair on it. Hey, I got a big news flash for the screeners around here. You guys can sit on milking stools. Got it? I'm doing a freaking show over here, man. I need a chair. I need a real chair. Every screener that works at this radio station, I'm going to bring in milking stools from the Sears Roebuck catalog, and they can sit on those. And if you want to complain about how it's hard on your ass, tough. Try doing this gig, man. Try sitting here running your big fat mouth 3 hours a day, sitting on some crappy chair. And here's another idea for the AM/FM cats that just bought this radio station, by the way. Hold on, sir. I'll be right with you. Why don't you cats invest some of that bread in some chairs for this joint? You go downstairs in the parking garage of this radio station, there's 100 freaking chairs, all broken by some fat ass, like namely Phil. So the new management of this radio station can start by buying some chairs. And then we'll read the memos, and then we'll hear all about the suggestion box and all of the great things that you guys have in store for us for the 9 months that you own the radio station before Clear Channel takes over. But until then, how about buying some chairs we can sit in? Because that would be a marvelous, marvelous, wonderful thing. Pardon me for losing it. I have fought this battle. I have walked in here, and I've been made to feel like a bad guy for asking, begging, pleading with screeners, can I borrow your chair so I can sit down and do a radio show? It's no wonder that come January 1st, we are gone, man. We are out of here. We are over at Premier. We are not doing it from here. I got to go and stand there, man, while somebody is screening a freaking show and wait around for her to give up the chair because there aren't enough chairs for me to sit in. Handel's got his own chair. Corinne and Andrew got their own damn chair. Pardon me, sir. I know that I was taking some time.
Well, I think you muffed up, dude. I think you muffed up.
How did I muff up?
You don't scream at your boss, man.
I'm not screaming at my boss. I'm giving him a heads up. Buy a chair.
I think it's bad, you know. I just think you did, you know, that's not a good thing to do, you know.
All right, we'll get back to what it is you're saying, okay, in just a second. I'm just saying we need chairs, that's all.
I think you muffed up.
Okay, I muffed up. We'll see if I muffed up. Muffed up. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Talking about JonBenet Ramsey with an aspiring Los Angeles police officer. How do you go into the LAPD? Are you in high school?
Right now I'm in community college. I'm taking law enforcement, and I'm taking criminal justice, some criminal justice classes, and eventually I want to go into the LAPD Police Academy and eventually become a beat officer and hopefully get into investigations.
And your belief is, but your theory is, that nobody's looked at the possibility that JonBenet Ramsey beat herself to death.
I think it's a possibility that police officers should not discard, considering that children are very, very impressionistic, and considering the fact that we do see children committing suicide, unfortunately, on a daily basis.
And you're also talking about this 9-year-old girl who hung herself after seeing the man in the iron mask?
That is correct, sir. That's a very tragic thing and a very sad thing, and I think that, that they should look at this with JonBenet Ramsey.
All right, and the theory being that she beat herself to death after seeing the Rodney King, fifth anniversary of the Rodney King beating?
On television, they would have had a retrospective on his beating, yeah.
All right, here's Memphis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to say that JonBenet was only one at the time of the Rodney King beating.
No, I know that. I'm talking about the fifth anniversary of the Rodney King beating was in 1996, and that would have been the same year that she died, okay? So I'm not talking about whether she saw it originally. I'm talking about on the fifth-year anniversary of that happening.
Well, she was strangled to death, too.
Well.
And she was beaten from all angles. I don't see how someone could do that to themselves with a miniature baseball bat that their dad picked up from a Colorado Rockies game.
Well, I don't know. I know that there's a lot of stuff that...
Did you hear what this man just said?
Yeah, I heard him. I know there were a lot of unexplained things, but you can throw yourself, against the wall or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, they have a grand jury and experts. They've been looking at this for, three years now.
She had strangulation marks. Okay, she had strangulation marks. That, I could do that to myself. I could put marks on my own neck.
They got experienced detectives looking at this for 3 years.
Right, but have they looked at the possibility?
Don't you think that they've looked at every possibility themselves?
No, I don't. Otherwise, they would have solved this crime. I think they've looked at every possibility but the possibility that she was reenacting the Rodney King beating, or she was...
Well, I mean, reenacting the Rodney King beating? What about any... Is there possible that... You know, I don't know. It just seems to me that this is a crime that is so violent...
But they have not looked at that possibility, Mr. Henry, and that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, have they looked at the possibility of aliens having beat her to death? I mean, there's
no proof of aliens. I'm talking about something that can happen.
Well, there's no proof of this, is there?
No, we do have precedent that children hurt themselves. We do know that, and we have proof of that. Okay. Why do you think? What do you mean, aliens? There's no such thing as aliens, man. I'm talking about a kid, you know, seeing something on TV and wanting to try it out.
Well, maybe someone saw ET. I think
he's already answered your question, pal. Okay.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that kids see something on TV and she might want to try it out. That's all I'm saying.
So she sees the Rodney King beating on TV and decides that she might want to try that out.
I'm saying that kids are funny. That's all I'm saying. And I can't get inside the mind of a kid. You know. I mean, but you know, they're very unpredictable. But we do know that children, you know, will hurt themselves sometimes.
You know, okay. Here is Fort Worth on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. He was talking about he was aspiring to be a police officer.
Yes, ma'am.
And he should get all his facts. And I pity the city that takes him on because to me it sounds like he's taking lewds or something.
Well, I beg your pardon, ma'am. I'm not using drugs. I'm coming up with a theory on a crime.
Well, your theory is a big point in the whole case at the very beginning that the father
Why do you think I'm on lewds?
The point is that the father was possibly going to be convicted because of the semen stains they found on her clothes.
Yeah,
how
that
do you
part,
avoid her doing that by herself?
I don't understand that part. You're right.
How could she have done that by herself? How can you even go on that theory then?
Well, there's two things that don't make sense, okay? That there was, like, those semen stains that you're talking about, okay, number one. And number two, that I think they found, like, a ransom note. If you eliminate those two things, my theory is pretty sound.
So she put a ransom note out there and beat herself.
I don't. That's the thing I don't understand.
How is a ransom note? How
think
is
about
a
that before you say it? That's what you're saying.
No. I'm not saying that. Okay.
Yes, you are.
Well, no, ma'am. What I'm saying is I don't understand about the ransom note. Okay, I agree with you, and I don't understand about the semen stains. I agree with you there. But if you take the semen stains and the ransom note out of the murder scene, what my theory is just as good as anybody else's theory.
But as a police officer, you have to think of this logically, and you can't take this out of the murder scene because they were part of the murder scene. And any police officer or inspiring police officer would know that. You have to leave all the facts there.
Well, I'd like to see the laboratory test because I don't know if that was semen or what it was, okay? Number one. Number two, the ransom note, yes, possibly she could have written it herself. I don't think so. She's only five. Rodney King had semen, because what we're talking about is reenacting the crime, okay?
Well, this is crazy. That's outlandishly crazy.
What is?
I don't know why you're so stuck on Rodney King and a little girl beating herself to death.
Because it was the five-year anniversary of it.
Wait a second.
I'm sorry?
Like, she really cares about that.
Well, no, but children see things on TV, I don't know.
And her being that young, she's going to go, oh, it's his five-year anniversary, I got to beat myself to death.
No,
that's
ma'am.
What you're saying.
No, ma'am, I did not say that that's what she thought. She saw images on the TV. She said, look at that man. I'm going to try that out or whatever, you know.
What would be her reason for it?
I don't know. She's 5 years old. Do you know the reason for the way a
five-year-old... Yeah, five-year-olds don't think that way.
She was a little actor, you know. She was, like, acting. Look, semen, you're talking about semen is a symbol for Rodney King being a dude, and she was not, okay?
No way. There's no possible way.
Okay.
Go back to your textbooks.
Okay, but hey, I'll tell you what. What's your theory? You don't have one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you have
a theory.
No, you don't.
I do. I don't know if you didn't talk to me about
that. You don't have
before.
A theory about this? Because your
My theory is I think the father did it.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. How long has it been, man? How long
he
has it been?
He's guilty to me.
Hey, wait a second. If you think the father did it, don't you think the cops could have figured that out?
Yeah,
hello.
You think he has got this outlandish lawyer?
Hey, I've researched this baby. I know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, you're jumping on that bandwagon. Give me a break, you know.
Okay, look. She thinks the father did it. You think JonBenet Ramsey beat herself to death with baseball bat in observance of the fifth anniversary of the Rodney King beating. I would more be inclined to believe this lady than you.
But okay, if the father did it, how come he hasn't been arrested yet, man? It's going on 3 years, man. How come?
I don't know.
If you're going to be convicted of a crime, wouldn't you get the best lawyer you could to not be convicted?
Well, it doesn't make any difference. They can still arrest the guy. They can still arrest him.
He hasn't got arrested, right, because he's got the best lawyers out there.
Well, how does a lawyer keep you from being arrested, man? If the evidence points to you, the cop's got to arrest you.
Because the evidence may point to you, but, sir, if you want to be a police officer, you better learn this. You have to have proof that he was the actual one. Yeah, it can point
to
you.
You need to have proof, man. Hey, all you need to have a motive. You need to have the weapon.
He has a motive.
Okay, then if they got it, no lawyer in the world is going to keep him from being arrested. What are you talking about? But they don't have that.
You have to prove the motive.
No, you don't. You do that in court, man. You only have to arrest the guy. You do that in court, man. You don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't, man. I know more about it than you do.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You're the one who lose with what's being a police officer.
Oh, you're saying I'm on drugs. Have I called you a name? Have I called you like a drug user?
I called you a name.
Yeah, you said I'm on lose. You say I'm a drug user.
Because that's her talking like you're drunk.
Okay, so you talk like you sleep with a biker or something, okay? You sound like a slut.
Yeah.
You sound like some bike slut. Okay.
Okay, where are we going with this?
Well, she said I'm on drugs. She sounds like some bike slut.
All right, look,
an unknowledged person.
Yeah, right, and you know all about what cops are doing.
He's probably never graduated from college.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
What college?
Ohio State.
What?
Yeah.
What college?
Ohio State, like you know any colleges.
And what was your degree in, hello?
Accounting.
Accounting, yeah, man, that's going to make you a lot
of
money.
Like you're going to be a cop. They hear the radio,
Who are you working for, man? Are you working?
Excuse me?
Are you actually got a job as an accountant?
Yeah.
Where, man?
At least I have a job. I'm not wanting to be a police officer. There's no one I'm talking about.
Oh, I see. So cops don't have jobs, huh?
She's not saying that, okay?
I don't have to say the name of the company on the phone.
No. I just want to make sure that you actually had a job, okay? Cool. Good. You had to go all the way to Ohio?
I own my house, too.
What are you doing down in Fort Worth, man?
Huh?
Who cares?
What you doing down in Fort Worth?
My parents live down here, so...
Well, you had to move in with your parents?
No. I live close to my family. We're very close.
No, I think you have to live in the garage or something, man. Don't you?
Okay, forget it, all right? Thank you, ma'am, for your call. And forget it with your smart-ass comments. We're talking about whatever it is we're talking about, the JonBenet Ramsey thing. Not whether or not, you know, she went to Ohio State, or whether or not you think that it's feasible for the father to have done it. You're the guy with the theory.
I'm the guy with the theory, okay, but everybody's telling me I'm wrong, but their theory is just as bad.
I understand that, all right? So let's stick to the theories and forget about whether or not she went to Ohio State. Here is, what call should I go to here? What call are we going to here? 4? Okay. Statesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hey. I was just wanting to point out something to our friend here. There's a test that paramedics use to determine if someone's totally out. Referees in boxing matches sometimes use it. I've seen it used before. You take a man's hand, you hold it over his face, and you let it fall. If he slaps himself in the face, he's out. Because there is a psychological instinct.
This is not sport. We're not talking about sports, though.
Okay. You do not allow yourself to hurt yourself.
We're not talking about sports.
The human body is designed to prevent you from inflicting dangerous injuries on yourself.
And so nobody's ever committed suicide. Is that right?
That's a deliberate act.
Well, I thought you said the human body is designed not to let you do stuff
that
you
suicide is the result of a mental dysfunction. People become depressed. They desire death.
Wait, you just said, man, that the body's designed not to be hurt.
By itself.
That's right.
Unless there's a mental dysfunction.
Unless there's a mental dysfunction.
Such as manic depression, such as drugs. Reinforcing depression.
So
a guy will not intentionally hurt themselves.
A guy that throws himself in front of a car to save the life of somebody else, knowing that he's going to be killed, he's mentally ill.
No, that's a mental dysfunction called courage.
Oh,
it overrides the natural instinct to survive.
That's a mental dysfunction. You call him courage and mental disorder. Hey, man, you are so full of crap.
No, wait a minute. I want to find out.
Oh, hey, Phil, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about either.
I'm an EMT. I'm qualified to perform first aid at the crack. At the any crack? Accident site, sir. I've served 4.5 years in the Civil Air Patrol. I'm a trained medical technician.
And you said the courage is a mental dysfunction.
Biologically speaking, you shouldn't do it.
You should not be courageous.
It is against the natural order of things to risk your own life. Humans are the only animal that can show courage because nature says no.
One time I took a test, like in school, even though I knew I shouldn't because I hadn't studied, but that took courage.
No, that was an obligation, sir.
You telling me that's a mental dysfunction?
If I was speaking as a biologist, yes.
Man, you don't know what you're talking about, man.
Sir, what's your qualifications? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Do you have a psychology degree? I don't think so, okay? So you don't have no qualifications neither.
Okay, how does a 7-year-old child get themselves hard enough to kill themselves?
You take a baseball bat, okay? I don't know if she killed herself or if she just beat herself up and then, like, nobody found her and she bled to death or something.
Okay,
you know?
I want you to do a little test right here.
Okay.
I want you to take your right hand, ball it into a fist, and hit yourself in the face as hard as you can.
Okay.
Do it.
I just did.
Oh, let's hear it a couple of more times.
What, are you hitting yourself?
Yeah.
On the face.
Like I said, nobody with no mental dysfunction would do it.
Nobody with no mental dysfunction would do it.
Yeah, in your case, stupidity.
Okay, I have no mental dysfunction, so I did it.
You're...
Hey, man, look.
A 7-year-old child, if they inflict pain on themselves, go, and stop.
No, I'm just saying...
They don't continue to beat themselves.
Don't you think that if she would try to recreate the Rodney King beating...
At the first sign of significant pain, I don't know a 7-year-old in the world that keeps hurting themselves.
Yeah,
no child. This is a child, not an adult.
I don't know what
a child is very instinctive. They instinctively avoid such things as pain.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what your qualifications are.
I'd say a college education where I did take psychology courses. I'm also, as I said, a trained EMT. I'm not a paramedic, but I do know enough to know that people avoid pain.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? The guy.
Whatever. I don't hear what the guy's saying, man. I just hit myself in the face. He said I couldn't do it. I did it.
Well,
that proves you're an idiot.
Well, see, I'm a drug user. I'm an idiot. I'm just trying to come up with...
Your theory has no basis in reality. You can, in basic investigative technique... You discount any theory that is blatantly flawed.
Well, what's flawed about this, man? She could have beat herself bad.
A human being.
Hey, let me ask you something. What if she hit herself with a bat and fell down the steps and then killed herself like that? She could have done that. See? That's what I'm talking about, man.
Okay.
You got to go back to the EMT book or something, man, and check it out because you need to go back to school or something.
There's a...
Okay, I got to take a break. Thank you. She hit herself with a bat and then fell down the stairs. There you go. It's Phil Henry's show here, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry's show, 1-800-449-8686. Sir?
Yes, sir.
I think your theory is pretty cuckoo about her beating herself to death. I understand that you are a aspiring police officer, but you're nuts.
Well, I just think that, who else could have done it?
I don't know who else could have done it, but she didn't beat herself to death, okay? As far as I could tell.
Are you a police officer? I don't think so.
You're right, pal. I'm not a police officer, so... I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's right, man.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Okay, man. My pleasure, man.
guys.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
You're hot, you really shoot your shot, you're not.